Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sounds like a masterful stroke of genius on my part. I just said to the ladies, today is Friday. It's not Friday the 13th even. It's Friday, believe it or not, yes, the 8th of April, first full week of the month of April, and spring is working its magic, hopefully. We all feel like, even though there are things that distract us, that it's a rebirth. Things are fabulous and wonderful, and don't you love being awake and alive? I hope that's the case with you. And there are things that do distract us. It's the DJV program. Doug in the D department, Doug Steffen in the J department. There are both Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner for us to deal with today, and V for Victoria Keelan. The folks in China don't seem to be too happy, ladies, but the fact that Nancy Pelosi is taking a trip to Taiwan, or at least there seems to be a plan for the trip, and it's this weekend. Going over for beauty treatment.
I don't think she's going, because she's got COVID.
Yeah, she has COVID.
Oh!
I don't think she has any symptoms, but she's tested positive, so I guess the trip this weekend is now.
So in the name of daytime, we don't want to...
Everybody has it now.
Do you have it?
No, but everybody, like, in Washington, D.C., there's six people, I think, that have now tested positive that were at this dinner, the Gridiron Dinner over the weekend, or this past weekend.
Sounds like a worthwhile event then, huh? Were there any Chinese folks that were there at the Gridiron Dinner? They didn't get invited, though, right? The Chinese get invited to anything anymore here in America, other than filling the coffers of some of America's big corporations? Do they come to, let's say, the annual meeting of ADM? Would they come invite? You think the people, the brass of big corporations, have the chutzpah to invite people who are officials from the government of China if they're doing business with China? Or is that...
I don't see why not. Some people don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No, I think there's something wrong with it. Matter of fact. All right, so Kuomintang has always been a word I loved to pronounce because I can pronounce it correctly. Kuomintang. That's the Taiwanese political party that was interested in having Ms. Pelosi come visit. But what was she going to do? What was the hope for the trip if she did go? Was she going to fix everything? Was she going to bring back a message to America? What was she going to do?
Well, I think symbolically, it really infuriates the Chinese Communist Party. So that's just one thing right there that really infuriated them. That's why they're already saying if she even makes the trip, regardless of what's said or done, even if she just makes the trip, they said that there are going to be, you know, huge consequences for the U.S. And I think, isn't she the first person since Newt Gingrich to travel to Taiwan? I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, to actually go. Remember what hoopla there was when Trump actually took a call from the president of Taiwan?
China freaked out. Yeah.
And they went nuts that he even took the time to take the phone call because they don't even like the declaration.
So why are we worried about throwing sand in the eyes of the Chinese?
Well, I think Taiwan feels like they're an attack, like the way Russia is attacking Ukraine, is impending.
And open
so
season on
this
small
shows
countries.
Our solidarity with Taiwan, and China doesn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's too bad. We don't like the things the Chinese are doing either.
Well, China's already been moving weapons, and right? Didn't they test missiles right near Taiwan? Like they're already
doing war exercises for a while.
Yeah.
Good for them. I'm glad to see that they're working things over, and everything is healthy there. Odds makers are biting their nails this weekend, ladies. Tiger Woods, if he actually wins the Masters, apparently bets have been pouring in on Tiger Woods to win the tournament. This is
which would be incredible that he came back from almost being paralyzed to winning the Masters again.
And he did pretty well this week.
Yeah.
1 under, that's pretty good.
How many green jackets does he have so far? Doesn't he have like three? 3-4? Didn't you win the
Definitely.
Masters 3-4?
Yeah. Multiple.
It was 5, wasn't it?
Was it 5?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that number is what I saw, but I'm not sure.
All right, so if you're a betting person, are you betting on Tiger Woods? Why? Or have the bets already been placed and nobody's changed? Once you place a bet in something like this, can you change it? Or is it in... It's there. And
I don't know
it.
How the apps work. My husband uses it, but I don't know. I've never done it.
Wake him up. Get him.
So I'm not sure. I think once the bet's made, that's it. I would right. assume it's like any other bet in Vegas.
You'd have to put another bet down, probably.
Okay, what are the odds that he would win? 50-1, is that what I see here? So let's have an example of that. So you bet $50. Or, no, wait a minute. You bet $1, and if he wins, you get $50 back. Right, is that how it works?
That's how 50-1 works, yeah.
50-1, okay. So you want to put 50-1 on the DJV program?
I would.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're playing in the Masters, so maybe that might not.
No, we play in the radio league, as it were. A Turkish court suspended the trial of absentia of those people who killed Khashoggi. And they moved it to Saudi Arabia. Why did they do that?
It means it's the end of this whole thing, pretty much, over there. I mean, Turkey doesn't want to piss off Saudi Arabia, and so they just decided,
Does anybody have any starch for anything anymore? Or can you just go around now and kill anybody you want?
Well, right. But, you know, it's all about money. Turkey wants to stay in good with Saudi Arabia because they've had, you know, economic issues and oil, sure. And so, you know, they just said, we'll have a trial here. And Saudi Arabia basically has said, well, we handled it on our own. We had our own trial. I guess they sentenced some of the men, I think, that weren't there, who killed and dismembered Jamal Khashoggi. So Saudi Arabia, I guess, feels like they handled it.
Great.
So, yeah. Even though there's like a lot of shows that what's his name? Bin Salman, Prince Salman. It was gave the order. So, you know. Yeah.
All right, great. All right, Jay, I got one for you. Ready?
Ready.
This has to do with parents. You're a parent. Well, we're all. No, you two aren't.
I'm a pet parent, and that counts.
That's for babies. It counts.
Okay. Caregivers who look for baby formula. Stores having a hard time finding it because of supply chain challenges and that big recall. We talked about that earlier in the week, the recall. There's actually a question here in New England in terms of recalls. I rail all the time about the big ag interests. There's a company that controls almost 80% of the fluid milk supply in the entire country. They've gone bankrupt, but they managed to shuffle off their interest to a company that they controlled, so it's still, even though it's a different name, it's the same company. And so yesterday, actually twice this week, the milk coming out of this plant, the people, mostly stuff that was being supplied to schools, was found to contain hand cleaner instead of milk. The cartons were full of hand cleaner, and nobody can quite figure out.
I guess it was. It's not hand cleaner. This happened in New Jersey.
Massachusetts. The plants in Franklin, Massachusetts. Area. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the milk that showed up that made the kids sick is in New Jersey. That's where
I
first saw
the story.
Maybe it's
the milk.
Other states.
That's
right.
How crazy it is. They shipped the milk down from Massachusetts to New Jersey.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
So what happened was apparently the sterilization process of the inner part of the carton, that liquid that they use, which is really gross. I mean, I don't drink milk anyway, but like that just really grossed me out that they're spraying the inside of your milk carton with this sterilizer. And then apparently instead of just spraying it and letting it dry and then filling it with milk, they just filled the whole carton with sanitizer. So the kids were just drinking this disgusting chemical liquid.
Keep your insides clean.
Ugh.
Really, really, really a disgusting reality when it comes to the food supply. Now, back to the baby formula. 29% of formula of stock around the country. That's really a lot. So what do you I've forgotten what you do. You're Mac's too old for breastfeeding anyway, right? Or a kind of lactation?
Well, some women go further than a year. Some women will go up to 2 years. But as far as formula goes, you're supposed to quit formula after 12 months, after 1 year, and
so
then switch
that
to whole milk. So, yeah, so he's on whole milk now.
Hope he's not from whole milk coming out of the same place that Victoria was talking about. It's just everything's gotten so big. And you would never find that happening on a family farm where you go find your food, get your milk, get your produce from a family farm. Don't go into the U.S. Well, we don't have any family farms around here. Well,
there are
more and more.
You may have to drive, depending on where you live, you may have to drive upwards of an hour to get to a family farm, but they are everywhere. Just look on the internet, go to your local farmer's markets. They are around.
Yep. So four babies apparently have gotten ill after some of the stuff. Is it Similac? Is that how you pronounce it?
Similac's been one, in the news recently, having all of the issues. That's what Mac had.
Yeah, isn't that
the most common one?
The Abbott Nutrition is a drug company. Abbott Drugs, that's the parent company, is a drug company. It's not a milk company. So where's it coming from that they're using? What's in or the other things that
we're
talking
about? Well, you have to think about the baby formula has to mimic all the nutrients as if the baby was getting actual breast. So it kind of is pharmaceutical in a way when you think about it.
Yeah, great. That's what I want to do. Drink some drugs. The drugs are on the house. Woohoo!
Well, it's like if you take multivitamins, you take your daily vitamins.
That's formulated in a lab, not on a farm.
Not the stuff I take. The stuff I take from Standard Process comes from a farm. Period.
But it's still made in a lab. It's grown, and it's still made in a lab. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Science, is okay.
Well, it depends on how it's
applied.
A lot
of farms don't have the pill machines, so, you know.
Most of the stuff that you get that is a standard process comes, it's a process, if you will, that involves a lot of synthetics. There are a lot of, most of the drugs.
Yeah, standard process is great. Everything that they use, so it's wonderful. Yeah. But it still has to be formulated somewhere that's sanitary and all that stuff.
Well, they have all that stuff on the farm. They have a processing place on the farm. They make the capsules and the little round, what do they call those things? That's what they're little. And people say, I can remember my father saying, I take too many pills. I don't want to take any more vitamins. Yeah. Okay. One pill is not the same as another, so they say. 18 after.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wiper anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. Taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think. I have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now here on the DJV program for Friday. Yep, it's Friday. I don't get all excited about Friday. I know a lot of you do because you think, oh, it's the end of the work week. If you dislike your job that much, you ought to go find another one. Okay,
I
so that's
my not job. About,
that's not I love all. My job, but I also love waking up without an alarm clock super early in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not mutually exclusive.
I got it. Okay. So J-Lo has something going on with Ben. Can you believe it? We'll find out what it is. A lot of rumors after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Rumors abound on social media, and so it's up to Jay Kirshner to separate fact from fiction. So when it comes to J-Lo and Ben Affleck, what are the facts here this week anyway? There's always a different thing going on with them, so what's cooking this week?
Well, the fact is that J-Lo was seen shopping for furniture with her 14-year-old daughter, Emmy, and there was a big sparkler on that ring finger. Now, whether or not it's an actual engagement ring is to be confirmed still. Nobody has really said anything. She noticed paparazzi and kind of flipped the ring around. So we shall see. Are Ben and J-Lo engaged? I hope so.
So
I want that pink ring to come back, though. I feel like
I don't want to, right?
Yes. I want to see a reworking of the pink ring. It tells their whole story. I don't know. That's kind of what I want.
Bad juju, though, since it didn't work the last time.
That's true.
Yeah, but it seems more like it was less about their relationship, right? Didn't work, and more the pressure of paparazzi and everything, because that was the real height, and when things were really getting going with the paparazzi and how they were just clamoring over everybody. And J-Lo, I can't remember which one, but J-Lo or Ben, I think J-Lo, had said in interviews that the pressure just became so much, and once they realized, like, four decoy brides, it was like this wedding got bigger than their relationship even was.
So what's their she just goes into a regular furniture store in Culver City and wanders around and nobody pays any attention. Oh, okay. Would you miss?
Well, they just bought that massive house, so she probably needs a lot of furniture.
But does she just seem more the attention that she would get going shopping for furniture? And not that it shouldn't be that they live normally, but it doesn't seem normal for her to just wander around. Like, if I'm her, I'm looking at a catalog. I don't expose myself
to the IKEA store
in Culver City.
But they're so used to it, you know, that if she wants to buy furniture for her house, she's not going to be deterred and be locked away because
or they know she's coming and they dump everybody.
See, if I were buying
furniture
for the house, I would go to a yard sale. But that's just the difference between her and me. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors marked another major milestone in its commitment to an all-electric future as Cadillac formally celebrates the beginning of retail production of the 2023 Cadillac Lyriq at GM's Spring Hill, Tennessee assembly plant. GM announced a commitment to invest $2 billion in Spring Hill assembly in 2020, and the entire Spring Hill team has worked to prepare the production of the Cadillac Lyriq. For more automotive tech stories, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in.
Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30%, 20%, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like somebody hunted down the savings.
Select style, 30%, 20%, 15% offer on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's day 44 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In the last 24 hours, the Kremlin has admitted suffering significant losses of troops since the invasion. Ukraine's President Zelensky has noted the bravery of his nation. A Russian airstrike on a railway in the Donetsk region has blocked 3 evacuation trains from leaving. Ukraine is bracing for a renewed Russian offensive on its eastern front, and General Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said of the war, it's going to be a long slog. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg held a news conference after NATO foreign ministers gathered in Brussels to discuss the alliance's next move.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba thanked NATO allies for their substantial support. Allies have been doing a lot and are determined to do more now and for the medium and longer term.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
2 weeks before the general election in 2020, the Hunter Biden laptop was presented to the FBI. Mainstream media censored the story, realizing the damage it would have caused to candidate Biden. On Wednesday, journalists from The Atlantic, Anne Applebaum, explains why she discounted the story.
My problem with Hunter Biden's laptop is I think it's totally irrelevant. I mean, it's not whether it's disinformation or... I mean, I don't think the Hunter Biden's business relationships have anything to do with who should be president of the United States. So I don't find it to be interesting.
The facts are the laptop is authentic, and it incriminates President Biden's claim he knew nothing about Hunter Biden's business dealings. The New York Post has pointed to 12 times in the laptop President Biden was helping Hunter Biden's business partners. The whistleblower that presented the Biden laptop to the media and authorities is in fear for his life and fled to Switzerland. Jack Maxey caught up with Newsmax last night.
And I showed some of this to a dear friend, Sharp Tip of the Spear, a fellow who also later had a very distinguished career in cybersecurity. And he looked at it and he said, "Wow, I should never have looked at that, Maxey. You know, if you don't release enough of this to make them know that you could release the whole thing, which I have at my ability to the present day, and I've not done it." He said, "They're going to get you. They're going to kill you."
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The exciting sounds of Friday celebrating this week on the DJE program are Doug, that's me, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, J.E. Kirshner putting all of the pieces together. Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee voted to pass H.R. 4330, which is called the Protect Reporters from Exploitive State Spying Act. The goal is to protect journalists from being compelled to reveal confidential sources and prevent federal law enforcement officers from abusing their subpoena power. I thought we already had a law on the books.
I always thought so, too, that journalistic sources could be protected, but apparently not.
Huh. Really? So there it is. Will it get through the Senate is the question. Why wouldn't you vote for something like this? I don't know how the what the actual vote was. Anybody know how close it was, or was it widely successful, looked upon? I mean, a lot of people that are in public life don't like journalists or journalism because they feel that they are intrusive. So let's see here. Introduced by one of the congressmen in Maryland named Jamie Raskin. What do we know about this? Anybody know about
Isn't
this
Jamie
guy?
Jamie Raskin on the Senate Judiciary Committee?
Yeah, he's not in the Senate.
Right,
he's
Congress.
A member of
Congress.
Yeah, he's a member of the House.
Right.
Yeah, and he's the,
one House
that,
Judiciary,
he's one of
yeah.
He was
Ron
one of
Wyden
impeachment.
Introduced the same bill, though, last year in the Senate.
Raskin was one of the impeachment managers. His wife was also one who got knocked out from consideration for Biden's cabinet. I think she was appointed to something, yeah.
Really? What does she do? What's she involved
there was some
in
kind of conflict of interest, I believe, and I can't remember. I don't remember offhand, but there was some a few weeks ago where she got kind of knocked out of consideration.
Oh, okay. So today, for those of you who are going to the zoo, you'll be happily welcomed. It's National Zoo Lovers Day. A lot of animals have been saved in the zoo from going extinct. When's the last time any of you went to the zoo? It's remember that song from
Central Park
Simon
Zoo in New York when I was there?
Garfunkel, remember that song? It's All Happening at the Zoo. How many people remember that song?
No.
You
don't
remember that
song?
But
we go to the zoo a lot.
Yeah. The zoo, we do too in Los Angeles. Miles loves it. It's really very cool. All right, so here's something that is attached to that. Fossils from dinosaurs who were killed. Remember the, this, I don't remember this, Deb. I was going to say, do you remember, ladies, that day when the asteroid hit the planet and destroyed all of the dinos, destroyed everything? So apparently this week, there was a find, the biggest in the history of the planet. New claims from some scientists who are looking, these are paleontologists. They discovered the first remains recovered from the event itself. The remains that triggered that event, that triggered the extinction of pretty much everything that was alive on the planet 66 million years ago. So this, they also found as they were looking around, the exact measurements of the asteroid, 6 miles wide. Imagine that. So that's the distance from here to Newton, right? Just where I am in Framingham, or wherever you are, think about how, what from your place to where you go to the radio station is about 6 miles, right, Jennifer? How, isn't it? Or maybe a little
yeah,
more than
a little
that.
More than that, yep.
Right. Okay, so think about that, hitting the Earth at 1,900 miles an hour. What do you think is going to be the... And that's why so many, you know, it's great stories. People say, wow, I'm going to get hit again by another asteroid. But what they've done is they found some new fossils, including fish fossils and minerals that had been linked to the impact location. So, you know, a lot of times we were talking, was that off the air we had that conversation about, or did we have that on the air about supplements and how many times, how much stuff I take a day? Is that on the air or on the air?
It was a mix.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. So, if you know much about minerals and vitamins, you know that the good ones come not from some of the synthetic stuff that's around, but it comes from the bark of a tree or certain plants or minerals that come out of the soil. And apparently this dig has found that most of that stuff has come, you know, we always talk about fossil fuel and how bad that is, oil and coal and gas, that has all come from the dinosaurs of that era. And now, it looks like, even though that stuff may be bad, or one would wonder, if a lot of the minerals that they've discovered there have come from fossil remains, fossils, dinosaurs, whatever, how good is that stuff for you? Who's going to stop taking their supplements right now because it may be connected to fossil fuel? And if you eat it, you're going to... Same thing going to happen to your body as if you're breathing in the things that come from, you know, this the whole thing about the climate change and the earth. We got to stop using fossil fuels. So we got to stop breathing the stuff that comes from you burning up things that are a result of the fossils. And what about what we eat or ingest? Is that a question? They think that I'm making a mountain out of a molehill.
It's a lot to process.
It is. This is a lot of questions that you're asking here.
All right, so then let's get to the basics.
I always love
of this.
To, when I don't realize I'm concerned about something, now I have something else to be concerned about. So thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right. Okay. The,
there wasn't
passing
enough already.
Of Nehemiah Perzoff. People who, am I the only one here who knows who he is?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 102 years old. Probably one of the busiest actors in his time in the 50s. He started acting in the 1940s after World War II. He was very, very, he was pretty much everything that was made in the 50s and 60s that any consequence he was in. I remember he played a bad guy in a John Wayne movie, and people found that very interesting because he was an Orthodox Jew and a bad guy in a Western, but that's just how good he was, an attraction. People wanted to go see movies that had Nehemiah Perzoff in them. Anyway, so he had congestive heart failure at 102, but he looked more like a rabbi than he did an actor, if there is, if you can separate things out that way. But we know with passing, with not just a glance, I thought he was a very interesting character actor. Cut out of the same cloth as Eli Wallach. Does that name ring a bell with anybody?
Oh, he's the cutest in The Holiday. He becomes Kate Winslet's neighbor in The Holiday. Oh, my God, he steals
the
movie.
Oh, yeah, their relationship
in
that film is so
sweet. Hello.
What?
Uncle Doug, he just figured it out. That's a good way to do it, though. You look him up and you see what he's attached to. So here's something very interesting from the entertainment department. Did you know that Gwen Stefani was supposed to play the role of Mrs. Smith in the Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie with Brad Pitt? Did you know that?
That's shocking because I didn't know Gwen was an actress.
Yeah. I didn't either.
She's done like, what, one or two things, and she's played herself in a couple of things, but I would not think of her as such a main act, like that she'd be a lead in something like that.
No.
That's hard to
buy.
I'm not saying she couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I just haven't.
But especially back then, maybe now, I could see it now. But when was this? When was this film? 2004, 2006, somewhere around there?
Almost 20 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
2005.
So
yeah,
she was on with Ellen, and of course, right after she said that, and the audience went, no. And then everybody said, well, what would have happened? Do you think that she would have married Brad instead of Angelina Jolie?
Or Jennifer Aniston would have stayed with Brad.
Would have stayed with her husband, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I never saw it. I
think that was destined to fail anyway, but yeah,
it
didn't help.
Angelina probably would have been.
But
Angelina
didn't help destiny.
I don't know. I just kind of, there's nothing about Angelina Jolie that I find attractive. But I think Gwen Stefani is. It's just a personal thing. And frankly, if I were Brad Pitt, I wouldn't have. I think Jennifer Aniston is very attractive. But that's just from the man's point of view. You know how that works, lady. What's that worth? Nothing except 10 cents toward a cup of coffee. The poll this week on Will Smith. Yes. Hooray. It's still going on. Most Americans disapprove of Will Smith hitting Chris Rock. Really? That's an earth-shaking find, don't you think?
Well, I think that that's a little bit of a shift, because in the beginning there were people defending Will.
Yeah.
And I think now that
standing up for his woman.
Yeah, and I think now that kind of, you know, it's been a week and everyone's sort of settling down a bit, I think people are realizing, oh, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do.
Well, do you think it has something to do with the public perception of Jada Pinkett Smith?
I don't think it has anything to do with Jada, honestly.
Really?
I really don't. I think people at first thought Will was, you know, like Jen said, defending his wife, and now I think people are going, oh, well, actually, that was pretty much of an overreaction, and it didn't need to be that way, and, you know, people are kind of calming down and realizing something might be up with Will Smith, and, like, maybe his mental health isn't all that great right now.
He didn't have to be so nice. Remember that old song? All right, let's see what's going on in the non-citizen department. I see our friends in California, Jennifer, are working on trying to allow illegal aliens to become police officers. Let's hear it for that. That's a typical California move, it would seem to me. Another reason not to like living in California. Let's have people who are not citizens become police officers. Great.
You know,
idea.
I use this example of, forget police, but for fire. I had a friend, I had a couple of friends who were trying to become firefighters, you know, in their 20s, which this is a while ago. And to get hired, you have to go through, you have to submit to all of these background checks, and they talk to people, and they run criminal backgrounds, and they do these interviews where they test you to make sure that you're not lying about things. And I can't tell you how many friends that I had that got kicked out from becoming a firefighter because they admitted to smoking weed when they were in college. Not that they still but that they tried it like once or twice. In fact, I had a friend who tried weed one time, who was honest about it, who then lost his ability to get hired by the fire department. So that's how it used to be. Now we're not require like citizenship anymore for police officers.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
That's what
kind
you
of
are.
Strange.
Yeah. Whoopie-doo.
Well, but if you get hired as a cop, it's probably a path to citizenship too. This part of that.
Well, being a soldier. People say, well, we allow people who aren't immigrants who are not legal to be soldiers. Isn't it interesting?
That's a great point. Yep.
46, almost 47 after the hour.
March is National Essential Tremor Awareness Month, the most common movement disorder. It's characterized by involuntary progressive tremor, especially in the hands. It affects an estimated 7 million Americans. This is why it's important to raise awareness and make ET the talk of the town this month and beyond. Essential tremor can disrupt a person's daily activities, including eating, dressing, and speaking. ET can worsen over time. The unpredictability of ET can also lead to stress, anxiety, and sometimes depression. An estimated 70% of the people with ET are undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, or untreated. If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, it can be helpful to speak with your doctor. Continued medical research is needed to develop new effective therapies for ET. One company investigating potential treatments is Praxis Precision Medicines. They're currently conducting clinical trials which evaluate the safety and efficacy of new potential medical treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be an option for you. To learn more about ET, visit EssentialTremor.org.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, 53 after the hour, time for our weekly overview with Victoria Keelan of the top five items from the world of technology. As we review them from number five to number one, we think, we'll start with Netflix first, I guess, Victoria. What have they done, what have they done to my Netflix?
Well, Netflix got a real boost in publicity this week after Pete Davidson starred in an SNL video, which was like a music video where he and some friends were singing about how on when you go on Netflix and you pick a movie, they should have a short, they called it the short-ass movie category. So if you, that there needs to be something that's under 90 minutes. So you can just have that separate from going through all of the other, you know, movies and then waiting to see what the runtime is. And so it was a very funny video. It went viral, like most of the SNL videos do. And so the onus then was on Netflix. And Netflix said, hey, everybody, not related to, although it seems pretty suspicious, they said not related to Pete Davidson's video, but starting last Monday, April 4th, that you can actually separate, you can actually go to see the category of short-ass movies that are under 90 minutes. Now, this aired on Saturday night. Monday morning, suspiciously, they have this new category, so Pete Davidson's getting a lot of credit for creating it.
There you go. Number four on our list, Google offering employees what?
Well, Google's kind of, I mean, in many ways, right, they've been tone deaf on a lot of issues. This is sort of another one that's getting a backlash. Google is preparing to bring employees back to the office at the end of, you know, this week or next week, depending on where you are. And so as an incentive to get people back into the office, because most people don't want to go back, they're offering free electric scooters, and they think this will help ease the transition. Sending yourself to the ER on the way to work is a great way to incentivize employees to come back to the office. These things are pretty powerful. They go up to 20 miles per hour, which is really fast to be on a scooter. Like a standing scooter, and they've got a range of about 15 and a half miles. So Google's going to be paying for these scooters for the employees, and they just ask that employees use them at least 9 times a month, and that will offset the membership fee. If this works, we'll see. I don't know. They've spent a lot of money on real estate over the pandemic. They've acquired a lot of office space, like a lot of tech companies have, so we'll see if it works.
That's huge. I've told you, going down Pico in Westwood, right near UCLA, there was a huge mall. They took the whole thing and gutted it, and they've set it up for like 4,000 people in their office.
They've doubled down. All the tech companies have in New York as well as other cities. So we'll see if it works.
Number three on our countdown to number one in the world of technology is a crackdown on e-books. By whom? For what reason?
Well, a lot of people who like to shop on the Barnes & Noble Android app are unhappy with this because they're no longer able to buy any digital books in the app. And this is because Google Play has a policy deadline that's passed. It's been in the works for more than a year and a half, where you have to use Google Pay if you are on an Android and you want to buy a book in the Barnes & Noble app. Now, the weird thing is Barnes & Noble, you know, has been... Amazon had their own product called Nook, which went, you know, they've had a lot of different competitions with Barnes & Noble, and eventually they kind of put Barnes & Noble out of business, essentially. And so, for whatever reason, Amazon is now putting the squeeze on ebook readers. So it's another thing that, you know, if you have an Android, I find Androids, I'm an iPhone user long time, so Androids to me constantly have issues like this. If you're using an Audible membership, that also now you can't pay directly through Audible, you've got to pay through Google Pay. It's just getting to be kind of clunky and more
of an
issue.
I had an Android and it didn't
not a fan.
Yeah. Number two on our overview this week, a data leak from a Russian delivery app ended up being something that was cool for us.
Who knew? Yes. Yeah, who knew that this would make international news? So it's a massive data leak from a Russian food delivery service that's called Yandex. It's basically their version of Grubhub. And from this leak, we found out where Putin's oldest daughter, Luisa, lives in her apartment. It's a $2 million apartment. And this is his daughter with his ex-mistress. And so now we know where they live because of their food orders. So it's kind of it gives you a little pause for, you know, concern for if you're doing this on an American app.
Right. All right. Good news from Twitter this week. Number one.
Well, this wasn't the most, you know, this was the biggest story of the week in terms of how many people are excited about it. Twitter has finally, after years, they finally admitted they're going to test an edit feature so you can actually edit. And credit for this, even though this has been in the works before he joined the board this week as well. But it's
all right,
good news.
Let's hear it for Elon Musk. Hooray! That's it, our list of the top five items this week from technology. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold. Hands down, the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.